Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley McManus, Senior Director of Global Marketing at Smarteye. Welcome to the Human-Centric AI Podcast, where each episode we interview thought leaders doing cutting-edge work in the AI space. A little bit about us. For over 20 years, Smarteye has developed AI in the form of eye-tracking technology that understands, supports, and predicts a person's intentions and actions. By carefully studying eye, facial, and head movement, our tech can draw conclusions about a person's awareness and mental state. Our eye-tracking technology is providing new insights for research within aerospace, aviation, neuroscience, and more. Today's episode features our own Elsa Magner, Senior Project Manager at Smarteye. Elsa has extensive expertise spanning various technical domains, including project management, quality assurance, and product development. With a mission to instill structure, purpose, and clear goals in her work, Elsa is a seasoned professional who thrives on delivering on expectations, collaborating with competent teams, and adapting swiftly to new challenges. As a vital part of Smarteye's Applied AI Systems team, Elsa shared her insights into her role enhancing road safety through driver monitoring systems. As an expert navigating legislative requirements, she discussed challenges and successes in implementing safety systems, emphasizing the role of data. Let's listen in to learn more.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. With me today, I have Elsa, Senior Project Manager at Smarteye. Elsa, thank you so much for making the time to speak with me today.
Of course. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Okay. So let's start with, can you briefly share your background and tell us a little bit about your role at Smarteye and your mission here to enhance road safety?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a mechanical engineer. I started working in the quality area, and then I moved over to industrial diesel engine business as a project engineer. And I worked there for 10 plus years. But I quite quickly realized that project management was my thing. So that's actually what I've been doing almost my whole career in different companies and positions. And then 5 years ago, I started working at Smarteye. I started in the data management team, and then 1.5 years ago, I moved over to the AIS team where I am today. So, yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It's great to be part of Smarteye, and the AIS team is just awesome. And I mean, through our customer projects, we can make sure that vehicles can be installed with our systems, and in the end, we are actually getting road users home safely. So it's awesome.
That's great. Yeah. So what motivated you to focus on driver safety and really become involved in the development of driver monitoring systems?
I mean, first of all, I would say it's a privilege to be able to take part in this, in developing this kind of technology that will actually save lives and make a positive impact on society. So, and it's a very forward looking area of business. So it actually has the potential to shape the future transportation. So that is, of course, very inspiring. Okay. So I guess all of us interested in contributing to a safer and more sustainable future will find this field very appealing. Many people with me, I guess.
Yes.
And also, I mean, the development of driver monitoring systems involve cutting edge technologies like AI and machine learning and computer vision, etc. So, yeah. So if you are motivated by a passion for innovation, I mean, it's this would be a very stimulating and rewarding job.
Definitely. So yeah. I know you mentioned applied AI systems, so AIS team. How does this team contribute to enhancing road safety at Smarteye, would you say?
I mean, by always having our focus forward, trying to get our product out there on the market, making it continuously better. And I mean, always searching for new customers that could use our system. And in the end, I mean, we will save lives.
Yeah.
And we try to support our customers as much as possible, trying to make it as easy as can be to integrate our system. And I mean, since we are using our own product in AIS, the software developed by Smarteye. I mean, all the experience we get now from actual usage is just being channeled straight into the development teams and used to continuously improve our product. So, yeah, I think we are very much contributing to enhancing road safety. And I mean, many of us have of course, a system installed in our own cars as well, yeah. Of course.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you could elaborate a little bit more on your role within the AIS team and the specific challenges that you address related to legislative requirements.
Yeah, sure. So my role in the AIS team is to manage the customer projects that we run in the team. But I have also dug into the legislative requirements that have come up now related to the aim of reducing road accidents. So I mean, that is, of course, very much in line with what we aim to do with the AIS. So, I mean, the regulatory requirements have very much influenced what our customers are asking for. So it has been really important for us to be able to guide in the legislative jungle.
So that
has been my focus for quite some time. I mean, we need to understand what our customers want and what they need, and understand that it can be really hard to interpret the legislative requirements, and bridging the gap between the requirements and the actual implementation and usage. And to be honest, we have worked really hard to achieve the possibility to help our customers with that. And I guess that has been my biggest challenge lately.
Yeah, absolutely. And you jumped into kind of heading into my next question, which is, given your interest in bridging that gap between, you know, regulatory mandates and practical implementation, how do you navigate the legislative requirements, like specifically the general safety regulation, so the GSR?
Yeah, that's a good question. So honestly, for me, it was all about just start working.
Yeah.
Talk to people, get help, try to understand, read the documentation over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, but also discussing with the experts at SmartEye, because everyone developing the features knows what this is about, and also try to find ways to make things happen. And also, I mean, we have done a lot of things already at SmartEye. So the work has also been about understanding what we already have done and what we can reuse to be as smart as possible with the resources that we have.
Yeah. Can you maybe go a little bit deeper in terms of what challenges that you've encountered in implementing safety systems in road vehicles and how you go about overcoming them?
I mean, yeah. Again, the big problem or the biggest challenge has actually been to understand and interpret the legislative requirements. And but to be honest, the AI system is designed to be easy to install and to be almost completely an off-the-shelf product. So though I mean, of course, we are working with customer adaptations for those who want it, which can be more or less challenging, of course. But I think it's good to know that you actually can have a SmartEye driver monitoring system up and running in your car within 5 minutes.
So cool. I think that's did a cool video on that too, of how easy it is. So very cool. We have to link that in the show notes. So I also wanted to ask, give you an opportunity to share a little bit more about maybe an example of a driver safety project that you've managed, and maybe some highlighting some key challenges and successes.
Yeah, I mean, AIS is still a new business unit. So if you would ask me this in a year, I would be able to share the outcome of all the awesome projects that we're working on now. There are some super exciting customers in the pipeline, and the team is working super hard. And maybe I'm typical Swedish when I'm saying that my projects are nothing without the team, the technicians and the software developers and everyone doing the actual work.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I'm a part of that, but a competent and well-working team is what makes the success, and we do have that. And for me, as always, good planning is key.
Yeah.
But honestly, we need to still be open for changes along the way. And the driver monitoring systems involve, again, cutting edge technologies, and things can happen really quickly along the project path. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe it's more important to think outside the project box in business in this business more maybe than in other businesses.
I don't know. Makes sense. Yeah, we'll have to follow up with you next year and see that big list. So I did want to take a minute also to talk about data. So what role would you say that data plays in the implementation and improvement of driver safety systems?
To be honest, data is everything. It plays a crucial role in the implementation and improvement of driver safety system. It's like a fundamental to the implementation and enhancement of these systems. So through data, we can provide the information needed to detect risks and help improve in driver behavior. So again, I would say data is one of the main keys to success in this business. And SmartEye have an amazing competence in this area. So yeah. That's awesome.
Great. So you also recently spoke at the EU Bus Driver Safety Conference. For those who did not attend, what key topics or strategies did you discuss? And how do you foresee these contributing to advancements in bus driver safety?
So, I was there to share information about promising upcoming safety features and what needs to be in place for these solutions to quickly come to market. We talked more about how bus manufacturers are working to improve driver safety. I mean, I can confess, I'm a bit snowed in working with driver monitoring sensing. So it was super interesting to hear about all the other safety systems on a bus. I mean, today's buses are loaded with technology to enhance safety everywhere, both inside the bus and outside. So it was super exciting. But we also talked more specifically about how the new EU General Safety Regulation is influencing technology and how the regulations should be developed moving forward. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah. It was great because even though all the people in the conference came from many different areas, at the end of the day, it was great mm-hmm. that we all could join in the strike to reduce road accidents and the aim to get people home safe. Awesome. It was really interesting. Yeah.
Cool. So for individuals that are aspiring to contribute to driver safety or enter the automotive field in this context, maybe people that are listening, what advice would you offer based on your own experiences?
If you want to work with driver safety, then do it. There is so much happening in this field and you will never be bored. So just embrace your passion and stay updated. I think continuous learning will make you a really valuable asset in this really dynamic industry. And also what I've done always is to build a strong professional network. I mean, collaborate with colleagues from different backgrounds, learn from them, go to experienced colleagues, ask for mentorship, guidance. I think, to be honest, a great support system is what has put me where I am today, without a doubt. So, but also, I mean, I think it's important to have confidence in what you do well and in your expertise.
Yep.
I mean, your capabilities will for sure be questioned, if not by others, then maybe by yourself. I'm very much talking from my own experience here. So, and especially as a woman in this industry, because it's really male dominated. So have confidence in your own abilities, and that will not only benefit you personally, it will also contribute to breaking down stereotypes and promoting inclusivity. That's what I would say. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Love that. Okay. So I know we covered a lot of ground and I really wanted to talk about, you know, looking ahead, what do you see as maybe some future trends or emerging technologies in driver safety? What are you kind of seeing and how do you think that will impact the automotive industry moving forward?
I mean, looking ahead, there are several trends and emerging technologies that are expected to impact driver safety and reshape the whole automotive industry. So I think upcoming technology will not only improve vehicle safety, it will transform the way we perceive and interact with transportation. So, and as all technologies mature and become more widespread, the automotive industry will go through a transformation leading to much safer vehicles. But a lot of things will happen. That's what I think.
Yeah. Thanks. So we have one final question that we ask all of our guests. If your car could do something today to make your life a little easier, what would it be?
Yeah, I know this question I got from you beforehand, so I had to think a bit, and I couldn't help, thinking about my own, my personal situation. So I must say, if my car would do something today to make my life easier, I wanted to diplomatically tell the backseat driver to back off. and maybe also act as a peacekeeper when my family of five is squeezed in the car for a long drive. So
excellent. I would love to know how they would do that. But yes, exactly. I really like that capability. That is a good one.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, that is all I have for you today, Elsa. Once again, thank you so much for your time. And it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Likewise.
I thought Elsa's insights provided valuable lessons for anyone interested in enhancing road safety. Her journey really emphasizes the importance of understanding legislative requirements and the role of data in implementing effective driver safety systems. Elsa's experience underscores the significance of bridging the gap between regulatory mandates and practical implementation. Her advice to aspiring contributors in the automotive field really stresses the need for a holistic approach to safety. And looking ahead, Elsa envisions emerging technologies as key drivers of innovation and driver safety, offering a glimpse into the exciting future of the automotive industry. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our Human-Centric AI podcast on iTunes, Amazon Music, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes. We're also on social media, so please reach out to us on X, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram to share any feedback you have on the show. Don't forget to rate us and comment with your feedback to help make the podcast more discoverable for others. Until next time, thanks for listening.